Does your company make promises during the recruiting process that doesn't resemble an employee's actual experience in your company? I'm Greg Schinkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today let's take a look at whether the marketing hype or the promotion really reflects the reality of what employees experience in your organization. You may have experienced this yourself. The image in your mind of the job that you accepted doesn't reflect the experience after you start the job. And that could be a variety of different elements and reasons, and so let me address a few of them here. First off is culture. Now, culture is one of those words that gets thrown around quite a bit, but when we're talking culture, we're really talking about what it takes to fit in an organization. And you may have been told up front in the interviewing process that, oh, the organization is very achievement-oriented, we're really goals-oriented, it's a lot of fun to work here. And then your experience of the culture might be that actually it's a bit dreary, it's overly autocratic, and it isn't the fun environment that you were sold in the job interview. So your role as a leader is to see if you can help create the culture, or at least a subculture in your team, that does reflect some of the promises that are being made during the hiring process. Now, remember that culture is really influenced by two factors. One is leadership behaviors, that is your behavior and the behavior of the other leaders in your organization, including the senior leaders, and also the HR policies or the rules that govern how people interact and get promoted and how performance gets measured in your organization. So culture is your first focus. The second thing, of course, is to reflect reality. This would be actually a little awkward, wouldn't it? If you had to reflect the reality of working in your business, if it's not awesome, in your interviewing process. So it's probably better that you improve reality so that it does reflect the promises made during that recruiting process. But inevitably, you could just start telling the truth about some of the factors that do affect the workplace. For example, if the scheduling is difficult, if you're scheduled on 24-hour shifts, or the work itself can be sometimes strenuous or difficult, you want to let people know that up front so they don't have a country club mindset when they're really going to be working in the dungeon. The third tip I have, of course, is to make reality better. Now, making the reality better is partly your job and also your fellow leaders and your HR department. So again, working on your leadership skills so that the experience that people are having when they interact with you and the other supervisors and managers in the organization is a positive one, is one aspect that you can take some ownership of. And then along with your HR team, you should really be looking at your policies. That is the rules that govern performance management, how people get promoted, how people ask for time off, vacation entitlements, and so forth. Those policies can sometimes be so punitive that it creates a very bureaucratic sense that people have working in your organization. So you can influence those and control your own leadership behaviors. You can also just stop the false advertising, of course, and make the product match the promotion, but why not instead make the product equal to or better than the promotion, the promises that people get made in the hiring process? Once you've worked at building a culture that people want to come and work for and stay in, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership attributes, and you can do that through our website, our many course offerings at uniquedevelopment.com. And join in the community with other like-minded leaders by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes as the Leader Feeder Podcast, or through our various social networks that we're active. In either case, I look forward to working alongside you to make you the best leader you can be.